This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are joined in the studio now by a wonderful man by the name of Jeremy, who is part of Echo International. How are you going, Jeremy?
Going good. Feeling rushed.
I was rushed, right?
To get here, and then you get in the studio. Drive program is fast.
It is fast. That's why we don't do it. We usually pre-record our show. We can put our feet up and have chocolate in between.
Yeah, well, not like last time.
I know. All right, well, firstly, let's get into it. So for those that are unaware, can you please tell us a little bit about Echo International and why you guys decided to start it?
Yeah, so Echo International is a Melbourne-based organisation that I run with four other people.
Yep.
And we support an organisation in Thailand over on the Thai-Burma border that is aiding displaced people, particularly Karen ethnicity, who are living along the border inside Thailand and yep. they've come from Burma. So yeah, we're funding things like scholarships, building schools, facilitating a few programs over there that's delivered by Kid Launch.
Yep.
So, in short, I spent 6 months over there, and Ryan Stevens, who also is in the organization, spent some time with me there. So we got to experience day-to-day life. And when we got back, it sort of just snowballed from...
Yeah.
It
touched your heart a bit, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did. You know, yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, you can pick a spot anywhere in the world where there's people need help.
Mm.
That's just where I ended up landing. And so since then, it's been just over a year now that we founded the organisation, and yeah, things are going well.
Cool, Jeanette.
So, what percentage of money that was raised goes to those in need and the work on the ground?
It's 100%, which we're pretty proud of at the moment. You know, we don't have any admin; we all work full time jobs, so everything is above board and 100%.
Sure.
We don't take anything from the donations.
A lot of the time people get a bit concerned that if they're donating money to a charity that the money might be misused, or it might go to too many admin fees and all that kind of stuff, which is, I guess, something you should be worried about, because you want to make sure your money can reach as far as it can. So it's really great to hear an organisation where 100% of the profits of donations are going directly to the people on the ground.
Yeah, I mean... you never know. And that's why, we sort of wanted to build this on transparency. And, you know, we're really open. We want people to sort of be involved with us, even to the level of, you know, they can come with us to be on the ground there and see where the money goes.
Since our last chat, I've become a little bit more aware of the area itself, the region. It's a lot more volatile than I assumed it was at the first.
Yeah.
What's day-to-day life like for people there that call it home?
Well, if you're in Thailand, I mean, the struggles there are very different to the struggles if you're in Burma or in Myanmar. Just over the border, it can be quite volatile in some areas. There's still, there's still fighting going on, and a lot of pressure from the Burmese military and people being, villages being displaced, etc.
Sure.
And that's sort of where they end up on the other side of the border, trying to seek refuge. And so day-to-day life there is maybe not so volatile, but the struggles are, their support and assistance, there's nothing there for them,
So there's a lot of community building that needs to be done.
Correct, yeah.
Jeanette.
So how have you seen the community grow since Echo International have been lending support?
Well, so far in a few villages, we've had one school that has been built by Kid Launch, and we furnished the school and supplied everything there that they need for teaching. And we've got two kids that are going to university at the moment.
Fine.
I don't think I could do it. University. Yeah. a couple of the kids from the jungle villages out there, we've got to university. And there's a few in the pipeworks at the moment we haven't quite got the funding for, but another school to be built. And,
wow.
And so it's all based around education, basically, which is empowerment.
Yeah.
To avoid some pretty precarious situations otherwise.
Okay. Yeah.
We are in the studio with Jeremy of Echo International.
So could you please tell us how you are currently asking for support, and what can the Joy community do to lend a hand?
There's lots they can do. We're looking for all kinds of support, obviously financially. financial donations is a big one. But, you know, we want, if people are looking to get more involved, we've got fundraising kits for people to hold their own fundraisers to feel a bit more connected with it. We do trips over to the affected area in Thailand quite a bit. So, you know, we're looking for people to come along with us, and also getting involved here in Melbourne. You know, people with, I mean, you don't even have to have any skills. I mean, part of this was...
You're set, Jeanette.
Yeah, it was part of my... I mean, I don't really have the skills for it. Part of my thing was I found it really hard here in Melbourne to break through that kind of volunteering thing. And, yeah. You know, we want to try and make a bit of an avenue for people to be able to come and help easily.
Okay. You're going back there shortly, aren't you? So what are you going to be actually specifically doing this time?
Getting away from this cold weather.
Yeah, it's a good time to go over there, isn't it? Let's
be
fair.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, it's rainy season there at the moment, so it's going to be tough. We're just going to do a bit of an assessment, see where the projects are at and see the progress that they've made, and also to meet with Darvey, who runs Kid Launch over there, and just to set up the next sort of 6 months of things. But yeah, it's going to be a tough trip. It's pretty inaccessible to get to a lot of these villages by any form of transport. So we're going to be walking a lot.
It gives me images of going traveling through Laos a couple of years ago, and the one road from one city to the next, and if it caves in, which it did, you just have to sit there and wait until they build a new road.
Yeah.
It's, I love that waiting game.
I can totally understand.
So,
all right. Well, how do we find out more information? So we go to the website, which is echointernational.org.au, and you're also on Facebook as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So please, please get in contact. There's a contact link on both. Facebook and the website. Just get in touch with us. You know, we're happy to hear from you.
And we'll make sure that we post it on the Joy 94.9 Facebook page before the news. Before the news finishes. Once you hear the news, you can go to the Joy Facebook page and it'll all be there.
And if anybody wants to come along, it's World Refugee Day tomorrow. We have a stall at Brunswick Town Hall tomorrow from 12 till 5.
So, okay.
It's a good day to celebrate.
What can we expect? Like, what kind of things are on sale there?
We're not selling anything.
You're not selling? Because I thought you might
Except
have Nick Nacks as well, the Finn
Doshi.
No, not yet.
You
don't have the Echo branded stuff just yet.
Not yet, but we've got plenty of flyers and information. But yeah, just a day to recognise the population of refugees.
Excellent. All right, well, make sure you get down there and support Jeremy and the guys at Echo International. And remember, facebook.com/Echo International Inc. Remember to like their page. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks so much.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.